From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Sudan's former first vice president, Riek Machar, has fled to the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. A UN spokesman told reporters Thursday that Machar and a small group of people turned up in the DRC. He said the UN mission in South Sudan played no part in his arrival. There are indications that Machar may be ill. Brazilian police say they might charge U.S. Olympic swimmers with vandalism and giving false testimony after the swimmers admitted they fabricated a story about being robbed at gunpoint. Swimmers Ryan Lochte, Jack Conger, Gunnar Bentz, and James Fegan initially told police they were robbed at gunpoint early Sunday morning on their way back from a party outside Olympic Village in Rio de Janeiro. But the two of the swimmers, Conger and Bentz, admitted to fabricating the story. The two were detained at the airport late Wednesday while attempting to head back to the United States. The Russian Prosecutor General's Office has added two U.S.-based non-governmental organizations to its list of foreign NGOs whose activities are deemed undesirable in Russia. The office said Thursday the work of the International Republican Institute and the Media Development Investment Fund poses a threat to Russia's constitution and security. The Washington-based IRA says its programs are aimed at encouraging democracy. The MDIF says it provides financing and assistance to independent news and information businesses. Twitter announced Thursday that beginning during the last 6 months, it has suspended 235,000 accounts for promoting terrorism. The company says that brings the total number of suspensions now to 360,000 since the middle of 2015. This is VOA News. The Russian government says it is ready to support a 48-hour ceasefire in Aleppo to allow aid deliveries. A senior UN official is calling for an immediate pause in the fighting in Syria so humanitarian assistance can be delivered to people in Aleppo and other besieged areas. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, abruptly suspended the regular weekly meeting of the International Syria Support Group's Humanitarian Access Task Force after 8 minutes.
There was no sense to have a humanitarian meeting today unless we got some action on the humanitarian side in Syria.
De Mistura noted the only action seen in Syria involves fighting, rockets, barrel bombing, chlorine and napalm attacks, suicide bombings, and other atrocities. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The Obama administration says a $400 million cash payment to Iran 7 months ago was contingent on the release of a group of American prisoners. It is the first time the U.S. government has so clearly linked the two events. A State Department spokesman, John Kirby, emphasized that the negotiations to return the Iranian money was conducted separately from the talks to free four U.S. citizens in Iran, but he said the U.S. withheld the delivery of the cash as leverage until Iran permitted the Americans to leave the country. Life-size naked statues of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump greeted people in New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle, and Cleveland Thursday. The statues were created by an artist in Cleveland. The project was from a group called In Decline. Democrat Hillary Clinton Thursday told a group of New York law enforcement leaders the nation needs to repair the bonds of trust and respect between police officers and the public.
I believe supporting our police officers and improving policing go hand in hand. Everyone is safer when there is respect for the law and when everyone is respected by the law.
Speaking in Charlotte, North Carolina Thursday, Republican Donald Trump also addressed the policing issue.
Let me take this opportunity to extend our thanks and our gratitude to the police and law enforcement officers in this country who have sacrificed so greatly in these very difficult times.
Donald Trump. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson toured recovery efforts in Louisiana Thursday, where flooding has left at least 13 people dead and thousands displaced. The flooding around Baton Rouge came from record-breaking rains of more than 75 centimeters that began last week. An estimated 40,000 houses have been damaged. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.